So again, just getting down to what you do in your own practice outside of trial setting in terms of upfront treatment of metastatic disease with BRAF positive, what do you do?
I'm sorry, I ignored that.
That's okay.
And so the question, remember I said they tend to do poorly. So there is data that Americans tend to ignore from the Italians, all three drugs together, FOLFOXIRI. And Falcone and that group has been doing that for a long time because we were so entranced with biological agents while they were at the same time were putting all these drugs together. What they saw was not surprisingly a higher response rate. But there have been several trials, both chemotherapy alone and together with bevacizumab, where they actually seem to do better, where triplets seem to do better than doublets. Not surprising, the toxicity is somewhat higher. The only way that I can put this together was our earlier discussion that some people fall off between first line. I'm always impressed. It looks like about 30% of people fall off between first line and second line therapy. And maybe you're picking up those people. So in retrospective looks at that three drug combination versus two drug combination, the numbers are small, but the BRAF mutant patients, this bad group of patients, tended to do significantly better on the FOLFOXIRI. So that's why people are using that combination. I don't know of a biological mechanism.
Did you say whether he's doing it or not yet? Is that what you do?
Yes. If I know this
BRAF. Okay, so you use FOLFOXIRI Bev.
If the patient has good performance status
Okay.
and they're young, healthy, that I would do that. And the rest of the group, what we do is off study, and we don't have a patient. Unfortunately, many of these patients are too sick to go on trials because they do poorly. I've had people show up with bilirubins, young people show up with bilirubins of 20, and we can usually get the drugs. We have expanded access programs. So normally what I would do would be an anti-EGFR antibody, a BRAF inhibitor, and then something else, either a MEK inhibitor or irinotecan. And so that combination, and we can usually get it. We get the irinotecan paid for using it. And we have really good investigational pharmacists who are able to get the drugs without going to insurance. I
So
can't
I
get
don't know if
insurance
I
for
can
that.
read their minds, but is that something they ought to be doing?
I think it would be reasonable to do. The studies are now coming out. As I said, Axel talked about probably the least active one, doublet, that's already been published, but that's what I would do in the community if you can get it. What's unfair is that I have pharmacists who are able to go and to try to do all these expanded access programs. That is yet one more unfunded mandate that's put on the oncologist in the community and their staff in order to try to get these drugs.
And the insurance companies make you jump through hoops just to get
Sometimes
the
you can
usual
get them.
stuff,
Right,
you know,
right.
let
And
alone
occasionally we have
something
been
that
able to
isn't.
get insurance come. People have
Yes.
really good insurance. We've been able to do that. You know, people who are like police officers, you know, they can get just about anything. They have great insurance because it's all considered, you know, or firefighters. But otherwise, we just kind of have to grind through it in
Right, and
order
it
to
is
get.
helpful to have somebody identified who does all that expanded access type of stuff because they kind of know the right things to say and do.
But just to be clear,
I am in awe of these people.
You probably, I don't know, you probably have both used a BRAF inhibitor, a MEK inhibitor, metastatic melanoma. So, for example, emurafenib and trametinib. Okay, just cut another one. So now he's saying you use that and an EGFR antibody. How's that sound?
And in addition to a chemotherapy.
So we can do that as well.
And
You can add
chemo too?
irinotecan. You can add
irinotecan
as one
Wow,
of the
How's
options.
That
four-drug
sound?
combination.
Well, I don't usually do four, but you'll do three. And some of it depends on the patient, you know, for
Have you seen
example.
Like useful responses?
Yes, I have. And actually I have. And I'm thinking of a patient who came to me who was actually a young surgeon who presented and just crashed really quickly before I ever saw him. And he was operating one day and then really within weeks, this goes along with the BRAF, he is really, really sick. And we were able to bring him back, at least for a while, from the brink and see meaningful responses. And I have seen more stable disease than response, but occasionally you'll see, just like in the trials, you will see stable disease or a response. I'd much rather put the patient on a trial. Believe me, you know, I'm all about what you were saying earlier, putting people on trials. But we keep this in our back pocket, and we're just hoping we can get the drugs before the person falls off the table.
Why anti-EGFR? I see irinotecan, you know, plus vemurafenib plus
Well,
MEK inhibitor, but the EGFR.
the resistance mechanism may be actually a feedback loop that goes sort of upstream to EGFR and then goes through side pathways. So it's actually biologically based rather than just throw the entire kitchen sink at the patient, like FOLFOXIRI, which is throwing the entire kitchen sink at the patient.
Gigi, any questions you have for Randy?